And it was suggested to, you know, check out Telegram, but not everybody in the church family is on it, and it's a public server. And I don't like using it even on Saturday nights, which, by the way, is going to be 7 o'clock tonight, as usual. And it's such a blessing that we gather and we're reading about what's going to happen right before Christ gets here. And the discussions are nice. Just, the Holy Spirit's just moving. It's just so obvious when we're all gathering. I don't know how many times it got us all excited, you know, when His presence was among us. It's just beautiful to witness. And that, by the way, is on Telegram. So it's also on WTDR, simulcasted, you know, so that everybody can come that doesn't have Telegram, because not everybody, I don't, the only reason I'm on there is because some of my brothers and sisters are on there, and I'll go on there. We do have password protection, but we all know about backdoors. And we all know about how, you know, like even with the cell phones and all that, and they say, oh, you deleted all that, really? They start laughing. They go, yeah, well, they're still on our servers, you know. And even though you think you deleted it, but, yeah. And Verizon was the first. AT&T just recently caved and gave the U.S. government carte blanche, whatever they wanted to, like, say, for they were going to investigate. None of us are criminals, but in the coming days we will be, because our faith will be criminalized. And so they'll have the quote unquote legal right to go into our cell phones, track us down, read our past texts and everything. And if you have his Facebook, which I don't think you should, the days of the old gumshoe are gone. For the most part, you still have gumshoe. Well, gumshoe is the guy that gets gum on a shoe because he's walking all over the place trying to find criminals. They're called detectives today, but back in the day, they called them gumshoes. But back in my dad's day, I think, I still pick up some of those statements him and his buddies would say. But anyway, we have to understand, like stuff like Telegram and stuff like that, that they can tap in. Now, it's a little more difficult for them to do that on our own servers. That's why I always put the chat rooms, and I build streams on my own servers, but I kind of went ahead and did the thing with XSplit, well, not XSplit, with Twitch. It's a gamer server, but it allows us for audio and video. But isn't it curious that none of our gatherings on Twitch are ever recorded? Even if I hit record. And same thing with YouTube. We used to stream on YouTube. And, yeah, it don't work anymore. And I contacted the company that allows me to stream. I had two of them. Like the one that a lot of people use, like, what is it called? XSplit. Yeah, that one there. And then another one that a private company sells for, I don't know, a grand or so. It's a real nice streamer, but they gave it to me for free. And, but, even that one wouldn't work. They wouldn't allow me to stream anymore on YouTube. And then we were streaming, you know, because a brother in the faith was doing it for us. He was in Poland. And so we got by that situation by him. But then the devil confused him with fanaticism. And then he stopped streaming for us. And so, but those are neither here nor going to hear it. They can, you know, free speech us all they want, you know, remove our free speech, it ain't going to stop us. Acts 5:29 is pretty clear. We're going to obey God rather than men, because they tried the same thing back then to try to get the apostles to shut up. Don't preach this Jesus anymore. And, of course, they said, well, we'll obey God, not you. I mean, they said it in a godly way, obviously, but yeah. And they'll throw you behind bars or kill you or whip you or beat you or whatever. Who knows? It doesn't matter. We're going to get up again. They won't, but we will. Now, they could make it to heaven. Even as they're beating on us, and let's say they kill us, because Paul repented perfectly. So can they. But they ain't got a lot of time left. And if they repent, you know for a fact, that late, the odds are way against them that they'll ever make it into the 144. And so they'll have to die before Plague 1. You know, whether it's dying in their sleep or martyrdom. A lot of people don't seem to realize that. This is why a lot of us in this church family are putting our spiritual noses to the grindstone to try to get as perfect as we can in Christ. And have you noticed? Because I know some of you have, because I'm noticing this. the more you study about Christ, the more you study about abiding in Christ, the more you study about perfecting your walk, the more you feel like the scum of the earth. The closer you get to Christ, you realize just what Paul meant when he said, oh, wretched man that I am. But don't let that get to you. As long as you confess and repent, those sins are gone. You don't believe me? 1 John 1:9. For the sea of forgetfulness, there's two verses on that one. Let me see. Let me show you those verses. Let's see. I'll go to my topics. And it's Micah 7, verse 19 says, he will turn again. He will have compassion upon us. He will subdue our iniquities because we know what we were doing was sinful, so we did them anyway, but we confess and repent. Like 1 John 1:9 said we do. So iniquity is known sin. So don't think that this is all pre-baptism stuff. This is talking about after you're a believer in Micah. And so it says, he will subdue our iniquities and will cast all their sins into the depths of the sea. And then Hebrews 8:12 says, for I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. And then, I think it's on page 75 here, Steps to Christ. I shared it last night. Nope. And it's on page 70. Yep. So I'm going to read you Steps to Christ. Second paragraph. Well, it's the first real paragraph. The other one's a dangler from the previous page. So it's, oh, I got to get my glasses. When I do this, I did this last night too. Okay. It says, there are those who have known the pardoning love of Christ and who really desire to be children of God. Yet they realize that their character is imperfect, the life is faulty, and they are ready to doubt whether their hearts have been renewed by the Holy Spirit. And that can happen before baptism. You remember Cornelius? So those of you that have yet to be baptized, you have hope. And then it says, to such I would say, do not draw back in despair. We shall often have to bow down and weep at the feet of Jesus because of our shortcomings and mistakes. But we are not discouraged. Even if we are overcome by the enemy, we are not cast off, not forsaken and rejected of God. Because, you know, it's going to get hot and heavy the next few years. And the reason I say few years is because of a study I'm working on right now. I do have it on the site in three different or four different areas. And let me just summarize it real quick for you here, because when I get time, I mentioned it last night as well, is the 2030 thing. We don't know the day or the hour, but we can know the season. Just like when Jesus said to them, how's it you can know the signs of the sky to, you know, like when you, like, what is it? Red sky in morning, sailor take warning, red sky at night, sailor's delight. I mean, that was something I heard when I was a kid. But, it's more or less what Jesus was saying. You can tell the signs of the sky is before you hit the boat and get out there in the water. You don't want to do it if it's going to have a storm coming. But it's the same thing with us. He how is it you can't discern the signs of the times? The wise men do. They knew. They knew that the Messiah was coming. That's why they did what they did. And so we know the signs of the times. And just to give you an idea of how much information the Lord has already given us to realize what time it is the Pope's demand for a one-world government by 2030, and that's a date he never changed. He isn't given a month or day. He doesn't know it. He doesn't know that either. We know that's the last 15 days of Plague 6, but he don't know that. Well, maybe he does. The Jesuits read Sister White's writings and Scripture just to figure out ways to get around it because they hate God that much. But that's weird when you think about that. They got a Bible. They see all the prophecies have been fulfilled. They know the Pope is Antichrist. But yet they still worship Satan because he's got them thinking he can defeat Jesus. And the only reason they got them thinking that is because they're still standing in flesh. And when Satan appears to a human, they're going to collapse and worship and believe in their heart of hearts that, yeah, there's no way Jesus can defeat this guy. There's just no way. You want proof? Read Revelation 19:10. John collapsed in the presence of the angel, and the angel told him, in today's language, knock it off, a fellow brother like you. Worship God and worship God alone. He's a good angel. He's going to tell you what not to do. Say, no, no, he wants to be worshipped. Hence the reason for his mark. And so they're all saying they're going to get this done in 2030, right? You know, the New World Order or the One World Government, whatever you want to call it. But it just so happens. And this was a few years ago, I ran across this, a comet called Encke. It's always been in our orbit every 4 years, but it just so happens in 2030, it's actually going to be in the same neighborhood we are. Usually, we're on the other side of the sun in our orbit, and they're in our same orbit, but on the other side of wherever. You know, because the orbit is just an orbit. It's just an oval kind of path that the planet follows around the sun. Unless, of course, you believe flat Earth. But anyway, and so Encke is going to be in the area, and they're assuming, they won't say it outright because of panic, no doubt, that it's going to hit the planet. Some of them have watered it down a little bit to say that, oh, it's not going to hit the planet, but the tail will. Problem is, it's a 20-mile chunk of ice in that tail. 20 miles of ice. And we all know Plague 7 is hail. That's ice. But then two more comets came out of the cloud. I think it's out of the Oort cloud. And they're saying anywhere between the years of 29 and 31, you know, 2029, 2031, that they're going to come. Think about that. Three comets that are all made out of ice coming at the end of the 1 hour with the beast when Plague 7 hits. Okay, and again, we don't know what a day we are. We're just looking at the signs of the times. And then look at the Good Samaritan parable, where Jesus talks about, you know, healing the Good Samaritan, or healing the guy that was left on the side of the road. Healing him with oil and wine, Holy Spirit, and doctrine, you know. And then he pays the innkeeper enough money to care for the guy for 2 days. He says, I'll be back in 2 days to pay the rest. A day is 1,000 years unto the Lord. A year is a day equals a year in prophecy, but a day equals 1,000 years to the Lord. Right there in the Bible. And it appears that Jesus said that around the year, you know, 30 or 31, you know. I haven't locked down exactly when he was talking for the Good Samaritan. I'm going to look that one up. Well, if I do this page, I'm definitely going to have to look that one up. That's 2,000 years ago, and we're just coming up on 2030. So there's another one. Because he said he'd be back in 2,000 years. There was something else. I think it was on my, let me go there on the stream to, because there's still a bunch of people. Oh, yeah, there's still plenty of people in there. Let me go to, oh, I've got to change what's appearing in the stream right now because I've made that new page for today. Let me turn that one off. Now you should see that. Okay. All right. Let's go to false prophecies. Secret rapture. Okay. Oops. The Good Samaritan is down here. All right, here I kind of break it down. Okay, the certain man from Jericho is the uneducated church that is crippled by the wolves on the pulpits who robbed him of their faith. And you can look it up. I haven't put the link for what raiment means in prophecy and all that. It means your walk. And so, and then number two, the priests and Levites that passed by are the worldly preachers and wolves of today. And then the certain Samaritan, of course, is Jesus who comes to heal us all. The oil and the wine that Jesus uses to heal his wounds is defined in prophecy as oil is Holy Spirit, wine is New Testament doctrine. The inn is the teaching of the obedient church throughout time. The 2 pence was what Jesus paid in full at Calvary. The 2 pence are also actually 2 days payment for the lodging for the education of the church, and the 2 days equal 2,000 years, for it is written in 2 Peter 3:8, but, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. So, would you ever notice this? 2,000 years from creation, you know, Adam and Eve, to Abraham. 2,000 years from Abraham to Christ as Messiah. And then this parable declares 2,000 years from Christ to our day. Now notice this in Hosea chapter 6, verses 2 and 3. That says, after 2 days will he revive us. In the third day he will raise us up, and we shall live in his sight. Then shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord. Because you ain't going to know unless you follow on to know the Lord. You're not going to notice unless you study the Bible, is what Hosea is saying. That his going forth is prepared as the morning, and he shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. So it's no mistake that the latter rain is being mentioned here, along with the 2 days as well as the third day. And some people will go, okay, what's the third day? That's 1,000 years. That Satan's trapped on the planet, wandering around on, you know, among those dead bodies. You know, the dung. That's why he's called Beelzebub, which in English is God of the dung. So, what we're about to see in the coming days is going to happen in our generation. And I don't care if you're in your 90s. If you stay healthy the next few years, you're going to see the second coming of Christ with your own eyes. If you're part of the Gideon band, or 144,000. If not, you'll at least see Sunday laws enforced, and then you'll die in your sleep, or disease, or martyrdom, or whatever, and then the plagues will start, and those of us that are in that number will go forth during the time of trouble, and then at the end of plague 6 for those 15 days, we'll deal with the time of Jacob's trouble. And so, but yeah. And that's kind of, I think that's what we're in on, this is the wrong one to go to. Okay, that's for next Friday night. What are we doing? Let's see. Soon fulfilled. I think, soon fulfilled. Go down to God's People Delivered. Is that where we're at this weekend? Is it like Saturday night? I think this is where we're at. Okay, this is what we're going to be discussing for the next. There's not that much here, so it shouldn't take us more than a year. If you've been to our studies, you know why I say that, because sometimes when we're gathering and the questions are flying in Telegram and we're going back and forth and it's just amazing, we might get one or two sentences done in an hour, well, 45 minutes, because we pray for the first 10 minutes and then we figure out what's going on for 5, and we usually start at about a quarter after. But yeah, if you want to know what's coming, and you want to be prepared for what's coming, see you tonight, 7 o'clock. And so, Eastern time, by the way, on Telegram. And let's see if I can get Telegram in here. Well, there's a women. That's in Telegram, is a women's study, men's study. But it's members only. Only thing, I think this is kind of like, I think, yep, it crashed. It didn't crash, it overwhelmed. You see where it says members only? It's kind of flighting. Floating over Holy Wars, Holy War battle plans right there. You see, I don't know if you can see it over there. I got to repair that. I'm always changing things and I miss little stuff like that. But, yeah, tonight, oh, you might want to check this out. We finally got this one guy that used to be part of the not our number, although he did come to our church services on occasion. He fell off the pass and all that, and he deleted all his videos of what the videos that Vern Bates had put up. And for years, they asked me repeatedly if I could put them online. I says, well, I have to convert them. My son, Luke, was the one that always did that for me because he's got all the toys and, you know, to do it with. And we still have them. We can go, we can even convert something from VHS. It doesn't matter. I just got to dig it up and find out where the stuff is that we still have of his. But, yeah, you go here, it'll take you, I think this is Brother Joe's website on YouTube. And all the videos are here. Good stuff, too. It's just amazing. And you'll see how when he preaches, it's off the cuff, kind of like the way I often do. Well, I always do Friday nights. And sometimes the studies and the sermons, but he does it where he rarely has notes in front of him. He was blessed with a memory. I've never seen anybody have a memory like that. To where the Lord, you know, he just grabs a book and he opens it up to a certain page and he starts reading it. You know, SOP books and scripture. he used the scripture too. He's the one that started Echoes from the Past, which is where all the books are. Let's see, Echoes. Well, yeah, I just go to any blog entry that I put up. Let's put up the one here. I don't know if it's in here. Yep. Oh, no, it isn't. Oh, I thought that was it. So let me go back, and I'll go to headlines. And yet, ooh, I don't know why that's blue. It's supposed to be red, green, red, green, red, green. Why it came out blue? That's weird. Anyway, yeah, I always do this on Fridays now. It used to be Wednesdays. Now it's on Fridays. That seems to make more sense because Saturday and Sunday, all the newsmakers take a break. But, yeah, if you click here, you go to Vern Bates' website. His daughter, Mary Beth, runs it. And, anywhere else, this book could cost you $30, $40, $50. Vern and his daughter, they only charge what it cost them to print it. That's what it cost them to print it now. Okay. But, yeah, this is their site. It's vbates.com. And you might want to check it out. Because every book, and they're all not photoshopped. What do you call it? Photo capture. Whatever, I don't know. They're not, these books were, pictures per page on each picture of like a book from back in the original books. He's got all the original books in a vault. And he took photographs of every single solitary page and then printed them in the into these books and then sold them for what it cost him to print them. That's all he does, or did. He's been sleeping since, here it's on the website. I actually, 2017, March 7th, 2017 is when he went to his rest. Kick back and relax. He was born in 1929. Same year as my dad. Okay. Well, I'm going to go get me something to eat since there's no Q&A going on. I can't see anything else here unless somebody texted me but with a question, or maybe I can go to Telegram. But oh, no, I'm not going to put that in here. Not on the stream. But, yeah, keep it in prayers. I might have to reinstall either one of two servers this week, the chat or the one the chat relies on for all your names and stuff, and your passwords. That server messed up. And please keep it in your prayers. I'm praising God that, I'll start working on it tomorrow, probably not tonight. I might do it tonight. I always say I'm not going to, but I usually do. Like after everything settled down and I'm going to go to bed in a couple, 3 hours, I might tinker a little bit because it's just how I am. And I might find the issue, but I doubt it. It's going to take a while because I'm not very familiar with this particular server. And so it's going to take me some doing to figure it out. Or maybe we'll get a new chat room. I don't know. How many times have we done that? It's getting annoying. But the nice thing is, wherever it is, whatever's going to happen, hopefully next week, when you click this link right here to go to the text chat, it'll work. Because right now, it's just not working. Let me see if it'll put me in. Yeah, see, nothing's over here. No names are over here. And nothing is showing up over here. I got to figure out how to stop this thing from, I think it's like 15 seconds. I want it to go like 5. And then it lets you go like that, and you click previously, start scrolling down a little bit, you'll see a red arrow, click that, brings you to the bottom. And so, but here, this part of the text chat still works. You click that, and it's just going to be an echo of what I'm saying. That's WTPR right there. And then you got to use that for the iPhone, obviously. But yeah, there's some goofy stuff going on here. So anyway, I'm going to kick back, get something to eat, and get ready for the gathering tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern. And so those of you that are listening on WTPR Live, you're going to hear music in a little bit, and those of you on Twitch, see you next week. or hop on over to WTPR Live tonight. So take care. God bless everybody. Sabbath blessings. We love you all.